Basketball locker room chats continuing here tonight, KNCA. We're continuing to talk Horton Charger hoops, and we're joined now by the boys coach in at David Losey, presented by Union State Bank. Well, you know, coach, couple games to get your thoughts on here as we're off and going in 2026, but just kind of wanted to go back to the Christmas holiday. You get a little bit of extra time off, a little bit more practice time. Do you feel like you, you know, were able to accomplish something? Do you feel like that extra practice time was positive? I mean, what'd you really kind of focus on with that couple of weeks off before the 2026 portion of the schedule?
Well, I felt like we did get some things done during the 4 days prior to the game Friday. You know, we couldn't come back until that Monday, but we did get four straight days. And, you know, we have a lot of kids that don't have a lot of experience at the highest level, and we need to just try to work on things and refine some things and you know, just keep playing basketball, keep sawing wood, as they say. So, yeah, I like that. I wish we had even had a little longer. I kind of wish Casey maybe would adjust some things to where, you know, like our neighboring states, you could practice quite a bit more over that break. But that is what it is, and it's what we have to work with, and everybody is on the same page and playing field. So, no, I like that. I think it helped us in some ways, you know, especially the kids that were able to get there the whole time. And you know, I hope the results will start helping, or they'll start seeing the results rhythm or get the
right.
Get the fruits of their labor. There
yeah.
you go.
So, yeah, just trying to get something going.
I couldn't think of the phrase.
Yeah,
yeah,
just, yeah
exactly. Just, and I've seen it in these last
right.
two games. It's just we got to do it for 32 minutes.
Yeah.
And that's where we're at. Sorry about that.
No.
Anyway.
Yeah, the Jackson Heights game. Well, let's start there. It was the first game out of the break right after the new year last Friday. You know, it was kind of a grind in the first half. It was a 9-10-point game. Both teams a little sluggish on offense. Jackson Heights was able to pull away in the second half. But you just talk about it. You got to play for four quarters. And there's been stretches this season where you guys have played good for 8, 10, 12 minutes. But it's a 32-minute game, and that's been kind of the issue so far.
It has been. And, you know, even in that second half, we got hot a little bit there in the fourth quarter, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think it got it down to 13 early on. So it was still,
you
know, it was still a game with about 7 minutes left.
And then with the spread, you know, the spread made it look a little worse than it was. But, you know, we've got to do that all the time. And the biggest focus, I think, we have to understand, you know, we've got to let our offense do the work for us. Sometimes we try to jam the ball in a little too much. And you know, even times when a guy might be open, you know, you get him the ball, but you got to see that, you know, then he's surrounded by three guys. What's he going to do with it? You let your offense work for you a little bit, and then you're going to have a lot more openings. And when we do that, we look good. We actually have good curls and good looks, and we just need to finish them and take care of the basketball.
Riverside on Tuesday, second game out of the break. Cyclones get the win here. You know, Riverside's a good team, expecting them to kind of contend, you know, towards the top of the league this season. What'd you take away from the game against the Cyclones Tuesday night?
Well, there again, I thought for the first 16 minutes, you know, we were down 10 at the break, but I thought we played with very high intensity. And they still had too many turnovers. You know, they are very active with their hands, very physical team, and you know, push the limit as far as how officiating will be. You know, they'll get it as physical as they need to be until it starts getting called. And I thought our kids responded pretty well in the first half. And then Riverside pulled away, had a great third quarter against us. We just turned the ball over entirely too much. And I've got to really try to do some things, you know, to prepare ourselves. We did that a little bit last week or Monday, trying to prepare for that pressure. We're using 6, 7, 8 guys on defense in a full court setting against our five who are breaking that. So we're trying to make adjustments to get it to the point where we're a little bit more used to that. Don't try to jam the ball in where it's not, you know, feasible to get a pass through. And you know, just doing the things we need to do to keep control of the ball, maybe keep control of the clock a little bit, and then, you know, be successful.
There it is, David Losey joining us, Horton boys basketball coach. Again, a couple games here since the break against Jackson Heights and Riverside. Second go-around with Oskaloosa on Friday night. Oski getting the first win in the matchup back in mid-December, but Horton on the road at Oskaloosa coming up on Friday night. Coach, we always appreciate the time. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, thank you, too. We appreciate you.